Tuesday morning, it's time to talk some sport with our armchair expert, Tom Fury. How are we doing, mates?
Pretty good, Dan. I'm getting ready to wear the armchair out as we head for the finals.
Well, mate, we start with happy. I'm going to throw my own happy category in this week, and that is the Scone Thoroughbreds, the mighty club that they are, on Sunday won all four of their grand finals at Scone Park. A fantastic performance by a fantastic club.
Well, I doubt they could be as happy as what I have chosen, and that is the West Tigers, mate. I'm going with the West Tigers. I'm going with the players, the coaching, the setup, and most importantly, their fans. They're all happy. It's over. It was like a bad marriage. Don't talk about it anymore. Move on.
Oh, I don't know. The bad marriage has left behind some very upset children in the shape of their fans. They were booing their own club at Leichhardt on Sunday afternoon.
When the kids were asked, who do you want to go with? They said, no one.
Grandma and Grandpa. Oh, the West Tigers, truly miserable season, and they have earned their very first wooden spoon.
Yeah, couldn't get out of it. And although there was a lot of funny stuff on Facebook about how if they beat the Raiders by 58 points or something, Brisbane were in the final.
And then that turned around to if the Raiders scored more than 116 points, they'd go over South Sydney into seventh position. That was probably more likely.
It certainly was after about 10 minutes.
I think, I reckon Jason Demetrio, the South Sydney coach, turned up at halftime to have a word to the Tigers and say, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it's over. Now, like I said, it's like a bad marriage. No need to go on about it, mate. No need to keep reliving it. It's gone.
Well, let's move on. Let's hope it's just not as bad next year. Who's sad today?
Look, this time of the year, it doesn't matter what sport, be it the AFL or the NRL, injuries. Players who get injured, you know, they live for the finals, they live for this opportunity, and then all of a sudden it's taken from them.
Yeah, in the case of Joey Manu, 2 years in a row against the Rabbitohs, by the way.
Yep, limping badly after the game doesn't look good.
Now, all the reports are saying that he won't see the field the rest of the season, which is a big loss because he's such an excellent player. He's somebody that would improve the West Tigers, not that he'd be silly enough to go there.
He would improve the West Tigers the way he is at the moment. That centre's limping, yeah, but he's trying.
Huh? All right, so who's red-eyed today?
Serena Williams, gone. Look, quite a divisive character because a lot of people, all had an opinion about her, whether it was good, bad, or based on other things. Certainly, she is a legend, and that term gets splashed around, but she is a legend, and a legend has retired.
I honestly don't understand why people had a problem with Serena Williams. I thought she always carried herself appropriately. She achieved a massive amount of success. She went out in the third round against Australia's Anna Tomljanovic. I'm sure she could keep going if she wanted, but she must just not have the desire anymore.
Yeah, and look, certainly her speed around the court was something that certainly came back. And that's the problem as you get older, and the Australian just moved her around a bit and you could see her tiring.
Yeah.
So the Australian deserved her victory, actually. So it was the way to go out.
Indeed. Congratulations on a fantastic career, Serena Williams. And finally, Tom, who's looking towards the future?
Well, AFL or NRL, pick the winner at the moment. The Swans have got a good chance in the Aussie Rules, which will make a lot of people happy, but in the Rugby League, I would say you could probably discount the Raiders.
Hey, calm down. We're not out of it yet. We've still got to play the Storm. It's not over yet.
I wouldn't really, honestly wouldn't discount any of the other teams.
Oh, at this point, I'm going to say Raiders for the grand final. I'm looking forward to them marching into the Premiership decider until someone points out otherwise.
And that might be at the end of 80 minutes.
Well, let me enjoy that until that time. At least we're not one of the other eight clubs. Hello, Manly fans, Gold Coast, Newcastle, and the rest of you.
St. George, what a season.
Yeah, indeed. Tom, thank you very much for that. Looking forward to next week. We can talk a bit more about these finals as we march towards Premiership glory on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
Catch you later, Bear.